Well, sometimes people from other countries consider, I think so at least, Swedish people a bit, what's the English word for Swedish? Snälla dumma. You know, kind of kind but stupid and naive, being easy to fool. Having not trusting others too much. I don't know if that is so, but I just wanted to say that you can be that way. I know such people, and I think I can say that this is sometimes why people appear like that, so we shouldn't think you're just stupid because of it, or naive, or but rather it can be about giving others a chance. You know, I trust you, all right? You can say that. And you can mean, I trust, yes, I now give my trust to you here for this specific thing. It doesn't mean I know yet if I can trust you, but I still try and trust you and see how it works out. And if then it appears that yes, I could trust you, and in this way I build trust, and that is very important. It's a win-win thing if we can trust each other. So, you know, and if that other person then just lets you down, you know, or cheats or exploits, you know, take advantage, whatever, or even hurt you by doing that, then you know, okay, not that person. I'll work with someone else. I'll be with someone else. So it's actually a way, a positive, you could say inviting way of testing, you know, someone, of even learning, figuring someone out. How is this person? Is this a trustworthy person? Well, the best way to find out is to try and trust the person and see if it works. So in that way you find, I think so, in Sweden, that it is a common thing among Swedish people. It used to be, at least, when I grew up. Maybe that's also coming from the older cultures. And I'm not saying only in Sweden, but you find it all over the place. And I would say that's what being cultured means. These kind of, well, I mean, you can just be suspicious of everyone. And someone can think, oh, this is advanced, you know, I'm smart now, I'm realist. They're all as greedy and selfish as I am. Or I am the only one who isn't, you know, or whatever, you know, we can have all these ideas. Or just in general, suspicious and having not very high esteem of humans in general. But then that doesn't make you happy in life very much. It rather tends to make you lonely instead. So yeah. give each other a chance. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't lock your bicycle downtown. Or keep your door unlocked if you're living in the big city. But on the countryside, people often do that here. They trust the neighbors, they know the neighbors, they're friends, little village people. It's a completely different scene there. And I think that, you know, where this is leading, I think people in the past, even if you look here in Sweden back 100 years or so, maybe because people were still more religious then, but I think also there was a different there was more emphasis on, in the society, on ethics and human qualities, character. You know, to show that you're a person of good character, a trustworthy, honest, reliable, empathic person. Because even if you were selfish, you understood that this is the way I can get what I want, because then I am getting established in the fine parts of society, among good people, among, you know. Because if you're trustworthy and you're reliable and you're good at things and, you know, you don't cheat and you and so on, then people want to work with you, influential people too, like that. So that's just actually a natural part of culture. But nowadays it gets more and more evident and clear and obvious how many people, even on high positions in society, big companies, corporations, in states, you know, government level, those people sitting up there deciding about our entire society that we live in. I mean, I don't want to say it, but how they often lack such character. They lie and they cheat and they spread illusions and they behave often in ways that we would call psychopathic ways, because, you know, looking good, smiling, speaking slick words, but then having their own agendas hidden. A sudden hurting you without blinking, and you can't figure out why. And we find that we're used to it. We even think, many of us at least, that this is how humans are, you know, and therefore we can be like that also. And I think, especially in the Western society, and you notice it if you come to Asia, China, places like that, where I've been in India. Yeah, of course, they have a lot of people cheating, and especially in India. But you also have the good people, they're reliable ones. And you find that in the Asian and Middle Eastern culture a lot more, I think. But you also find it here in Sweden. I would say that you find it in the old traditional cultures, but not necessarily just because there's it's a religious culture, because there are religious cultures where you believe yourself to be entitled and allowed to treat those who you consider as miscreants or heathen or whatever, treat them in any way, you know, in violent or abusive way. So I would say it's about culture. It's about some. You may find it more in the old cultures on the planet, you know, where you have this cultivated and engraved into the civilization. And it's still there close to people. But, you know, yeah, I know I should have a better character, yes. But, you know, everyone else is like that, so I also become like that, you know. So, but I really believe that now here is our chance and also our responsibility and the solution actually for the world. It starts in here, in our hearts and minds, and you know how we are, our character. Each and every one of us, especially those in powerful positions. But not just the others, one over there and there, but me too. And, you know, it's we're all in it together, actually. So, yeah.